Once again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you enjoy the Saturday off, and how were you able to make use of the bye week?
Well, you know, we practiced according to our plans that we had drawn up, and pretty well got done what we wanted to do. We wanted to look at a few different things. We want to look at a few different people. We wanted to rest some guys and all that. And I think our coaches did a good job preparing that. And then we spent the weekend, you know, doing some recruiting. So we're back at it, ready to roll here today.
When you go into the bye week, and you've obviously been doing this for a while, do you tend to work more on yourself, or do you use it to get an early jump on the Stony Brook game coming up?
No, I've always taken the approach that use it as a chance to evaluate yourself and work on areas in which you may need more work, or areas in which for some reason you haven't spent the time. I definitely do spend more time working, being concerned about ourselves. Yeah.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get it for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. Your defensive line has obviously stepped up a lot from last season. I was going to ask you in particular about Isaiah Stevens. What is he? How much has he improved from last year, do you feel?
He's probably is a significant amount. He played well last year in spurts, but I think he's probably been maybe a lot more consistent this year. He's really worked at it. He's really wanted to improve. He wanted to be better conditioned, to be more dynamic, and I really think he has. I've been very pleased with his performance so far this year.
And just to follow up, is there some of the guys who had been out for you, do you expect any of them back this week?
I really am not, excuse me, I'm not really sure as of yet. They had to check in yesterday with the trainer, and I have not talked to the trainer today to see where we are as we get ready for practice tonight. So I'll have a better idea after tonight. I'll maybe fill you in a little bit tomorrow, Dave, on where we are.
Okay, thanks.
Jimmy, just building on Dave's question, your defense has been one of the best in FCS, only allowing 72 yards on the ground, 284 overall. How pleased are you with the way this group has played, and did you see it coming? Because you have quite a few new starters on that side of the ball.
Well, I don't know if I saw it coming. I thought we had practiced pretty well defensively in preseason. But I've been very pleased with, he hit on the point about Isaiah, but, you know, Matt Ahola and, you know, there are other Bill Murray inside there and the other guys up front. I think they've played very consistently, and we've been able to alternate people in there and get some depth. And I think, you know, the linebacker thing, you know, Nate Atkins, we'd really were counting on him, and he's certainly come through for us good as a leader at linebacker. And again, you know, it's just a matter of coordinating everything together. But it's we're getting into the schedule now, getting into the conference now, and now it's really going to be tough.
Offensively, three games in the books now as a starter for Tommy McKee. He's been solid, not only throwing the ball and running the ball, seems to improve. As you've gone back and looked at that part of your game, how pleased are you with his progress?
He's improved. He's doing okay. There's some throws I'd like to see him make and some decisions maybe I'd like to see differently, but he's getting better, and he's working at it and getting better and getting the ball moved around a little bit more, and I think he's becoming a little more comfortable in his position, and that shows.
Got another media question, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
You have a question from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy, I asked you in preseason about Tyler Crist, who had worked his way up onto your mm-hmm. depth chart, and he's made a couple of nice plays for you already out of the backfield. How has he developed as a fullback for you?
Well, he's, you know, a good, tough player when he came in here. I think he started off at linebacker, and I looked at him. I said, you know, that's the kind of guy that probably could help us at fullback. And then, you know, looked at his ball skills and things like that. And, you know, he's got good ball skills, can catch the ball and things like that, and he's tough. So we plugged him in there and tried to, you know, got in there at fullback, and he's really improved and gotten better at it, and he gives us a nice little dimension in there when we get him in the game, and ability to block and ability to catch the ball.
What were your impressions on him when he was coming out of high school? I mean, I guess he was a career walk-on, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of guys that we get, Dave. I mean, he's a good, solid performer, a tough player. And, you know, it's a matter of maturing. It's a matter of finding the right position and seeing how he, you know, how he improves. And he's certainly taken advantage of the opportunity and done a nice job.
Thanks.
Jimmy, with the loss of Kendall last year and then Albert Funderburk not back yet, you've had to turn to some young backs. And we talked a little bit about the game Nate Evans had last week, and then Noah Giles has played well. Talk about some of those young backs and the potential that they have, and are you pleased with their progress?
Yeah, I've been pleased with them. I mean, they've all, you know, they're all improving. They're all, you know, I really, really have been impressed by their work ethic and how they want to get better, you know, whether it's just in running the football or whether it's in their knowledge of the game and blitz pickup and a lot of different areas. They've worked at it a great deal, and you know, you got some competition there, so they know, you know, when they get their snaps, they need to do as well as they can, and they all seem like they're prepared when they get an opportunity.
Have there been any other? Obviously, those are a couple of young guys, but have there been any other players through 3 weeks that have been pleasant surprises? Some young guys that have contributed more than you thought that they might at this point.
Oh, I don't know if we've really got any super surprises, you know, in that regard. Now, I think most of the guys they just kind of continue to work, we know, to get better. But again, now, as we say, the conference starts now, and you know, we got a really, really good team coming in here to play us Saturday night. So we're gonna see how much we've improved.
I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at Stony Brook, but what are some of the challenges they present, or what are some of the keys for your team on Saturday?
Well, you know, they got just about everybody back from last year's team, and they're, you know, and the one thing you know about them is that they're going to be physical. They're gonna play physical on both sides of the ball, and we've had some really tough ones with them. So I'm sure it'll be that way Saturday night. We just have, you know, we just got to get back into the routine. The challenge for us is, you know, an open day is good. In fact, you can regroup and you get some rest and so on and so forth. But it also breaks the continuity of game week preparation. And we've got to get that mindset back with our players.
After a lot of teams in the league winning some non-conference games by pretty big scores, I don't know if you knew, but all five games on Saturday were within 4 points or less in the fourth quarter. As you guys get ready to go into conference play, how does that change just as far as the focus, and what do you talk to your guys about as far as going into CA play?
Well, it's something I think most of the older guys know, that when you're playing a CAA team, you better be ready to play, because you're going to get their best shot, and they're going to be well prepared. And it's just I think it's just very obvious from the top to the bottom. All teams in this league are well coached, are solid, are good football teams, and you just got to be ready. You got to be ready to play.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Take care.
Take care.